Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian nationalist patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from our country, our republic. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. So, can you all feel the whiffling? I mean,
I can feel it.
The whiffling that the commies are taking, because we're not the only ones. You know, it's nice see that people are finally getting brave enough to speak the truth and say what is really going on.
And absolutely,
including Marjorie Taylor Greene in a clip that we have for after the break, where she's actually describing, oh, imagine that, rigged elections.
Wow.
You know,
And we've got a clip lined up with Hillary Clinton and her lies and more lies and numbers. Wiffle bat reserved for her.
That's for sure.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. Well, she just, with that whole Clinton Global Initiative thing, it's like they're establishing their own little
fiefdom.
They're only, yes, exactly. or thiefdom.
Yes.
Thiefdom works too.
That's more like it.
But she just keeps going and going, and she keeps speaking to the world as if she's the world's leader.
Right.
And so she doesn't even have a position.
Brood of vipers.
She doesn't have a position. She's not getting paid to represent anybody, and yet people are following her around as if she's got authority.
Like she's relevant.
Right.
I don't get it.
Well, so we've got a clip for that as well as an update with what is going on with Marjorie Taylor Greene and Speaker Johnson in regard to the impeaching of Secretary Mayorkas. So we can't wait to get to that either.
Very much looking forward to that. Well, I'll tell you what, let's get to the word of the day early today, because we have just been slacking and yakking.
We've been yapping.
Yakking and yapping until, it's break time. Let's do the word of the day. Right.
Shame on us.
Yes. All right. Wiffle bats to us.
There we go. Yeah. Well, we'll take the whiffling and keep on ticking.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take the welt and we're going to get into the word. So what is the word of the day today?
Okay. So the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from 1 John. This is a random turning. 1 John chapter 3 verses 10 through 24, which read under the title, The Imperative of Love. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. And that's it.
Good one.
Well, that's there's so many good points in there. Oh my gosh. Well, especially since, taking out, from the notes below on this passage, it describes that, it refers back to Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22 that says, murder begins in the heart, and where Jesus says, you have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Mm. And so, Jesus upped the ante. Not only did he not abolish the law, the Ten Commandments, but he upped the ante to go from not only do you have to uphold the actions, but now you can't even think the thoughts.
Well, yeah, he went from action to motive.
Right.
To the heart.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Where you change at the root of the matter.
Right.
And so amazing when people always say, we're not under the law anymore. Oh, don't fall for such a lie. That is not the truth. In fact, Jesus upped the ante. Before he came, we were people were only required to follow in their action. But after he came, he then added, don't even think it.
Yes.
Don't even think any of these things, because then you'll also still be in danger of the judgment, just like it said there in Matthew 5:22.
Right.
And so that is extremely critical for people to understand. We are commanded to love. It's not an option.
That's right.
It's not a, do you feel like it today? And do you, is it convenient for you? That's not what he's talking about.
That's right.
He's saying, don't do this in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
Yeah.
And so, that's action backed up by a changed heart. That if you love the brother like you're supposed to, and you have goods that they need, or whatever the situation is, if you've been blessed with something that your brother needs, it's a requirement that you give it as a help to them.
Yeah. Well, I think it was, I want to say First Peter, one of the new in the New Testament, you have somebody comes to your door saying, hey, I'm, hungry and cold. Don't say, well, cool, be blessed.
Yeah. I'll pray for you.
Yeah. When you have the means to help them and you don't give them any food or don't clothe them, and then tell them, go on about your way, be blessed, and you don't bless them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, and that's also a very important point where it says here that in this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice is the thing there. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother.
Right.
And that's not of God. So if we are to be Christians and we are to be walking in his ways and trying to be like him, we can't be acting as children of the devil who just ignore people's needs, who are callous to the brother who, it's a pretty simple statement that you're commanded to love the brother like you love yourself. And it's not an option.
Right. It doesn't mean it's easy. It's simple.
Right.
But sometimes simple things are not easy to do.
Well, and so here's a helper. Here is a helper that if you struggle with, how do I love that person? I don't even know them. Or maybe I see that person and I definitely don't love what they're doing.
Right.
Or what they're saying. So how do you love that person in the way that Jesus commands us to? Well, the one easy tool to pull out of your tool shed in this instance would be to imagine that your son or daughter is in that situation. Say you haven't, who knows what happened to you, but you haven't seen them for 10 years and you've been wondering how they've been doing, and this is how they've turned out, and you're looking at them and that person really needs help. if you're looking at that person like you'd look at your own child if they were in that situation, and then you help them because of the love that you would easily bestow upon your own children in, right, that, in that situation, do the same for that person.
And Jesus even said, you know, even the wicked, you know, love those who love them.
Right.
You know, so.
So what's it? Yeah. So what credit is it to you if, right, you just love those who are lovable or who are easy to love?
Right? Yes.
And so that's always the glasses that you have to put on. Put on the glasses of, well, just imagine that being your own child.
Yes.
And, or, you know, if the person's older than you, imagine that being your own parent or your own grandparent.
Yeah.
And them being in need and, you know, view it that way, because that's more or less how you can access the true love that you feel in your heart towards actual family members. And that's how you can put those glasses, yes, on and look at that person through those glasses instead.
That's right. Absolutely. Well, that's a good one, and it is a great reminder, and it's really the kind of the bedrock of the gospel.
Well, right. Right, exactly. And so when it says in verse 24, where it says, "Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him and he in him, and by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us." And so again, it's all about keeping the law, even to the point of your thoughts about it.
Wow. Yeah.
Stunning.
Well, that's a good one.
Yep.
Yep. It keeps us balanced out, you know, on this. I think, is this not the second Wiffle Bat Wednesday that a scripture came up about love?
Right.
Loving each other.
Right. Well, yeah. And, you know, interesting enough, this happened last week. I was at the grocery store and I left my wallet at home. And I get up to the cash register and I get ready to pay. And I'm like, oh, no, it's not in my purse. I felt so dumb. And granted, I only had 20 some dollars worth of groceries there. But I felt like a total idiot, and I was in the process of saying, okay, we'll just push my cart over to the side and I'll go back home and get my money. Well, the guy right behind me, he goes, "Hey, I'll pay for it." And I go, are you serious? I go, "You don't have to do that." And he goes, "No, hey, you know, Christmas season, it's not a big deal." And I said, "Well, you write your name and number down here and I will bring money back and pay you back for that. You know, that's yeah, just out of, it's just really amazing." And he goes, no, you're not. Just don't even worry about it. Just go ahead. And it was cool because everybody in line cheered. It was like, they were all like so happy about it. And of course I felt really dumb, but it was so nice. He just stepped right up and did that because that's a fun thing to do. I've done that for people tons of times actually. And so it's fun.
It's a blessing to be able to do that. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
And you could say no and insist, but you know, you're robbing somebody else of a blessing, because what a blessing that is to be able to do that for someone.
I know. I feel blessed every time I'm able to do that. It makes your day. You kind of feel like that's how life should be.
That's right. You know? That's loving your neighbor.
Yep. When somebody needs help, you help them.
That's cool. All right. Well, we better take a quick break here and let's get that scripture out one more time.
Okay. So that was 1 John chapter 3, verses 10 through 24.
Okay. Good. All right. Got it. All right. Well, let's take that break. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. The website there is prepping2-0.com. Check them out and stick around. We'll be back right after these messages. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars. Wars and rumors of wars.
The American dream is one of self-governance and the belief that all men are created with certain unalienable rights. Here at American Reconstruction Concepts, we are dedicated to these ideals and committed to passing the torch of liberty to future generations. Join us here at ARC to learn critical life-saving skills and expand your situational awareness. You will learn how to best care for those around you in these troubled times. Sign up for classes at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Yes, the communists have plans for you. As soon as they're in power, they will arrest many of you, seize your property. If you're important enough, they will shoot you, along with all community leaders.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear, as he can be, on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party.
The rest of you will be regimented, and some of you forced into slave labor. This is the planned, plotted, tested program they are determined to execute in this country.
This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights. They just don't respect the rule of law.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Those of you that are helping us out, remember, we are listener-supported. You can help support us, too, to keep us on the air. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on the Donate tab. And if you have a business or some type of venture that you would like to advertise with us and help support us that way and allow us to help you and get the word out and you can help support us, let us know. Just like I said, just you can go to the contact page or email us at support@radiofreeredoubt.com or johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com, either way. And that'd be great. Love to work with you. Okay, Lady Liberty, segment two.
Yes, everyone. Welcome back to Wifflebat Wednesday. Okay, so we've got this clip here with an update from Marjorie Taylor Greene about what's going on with the whole impeachment process for Secretary Mayorkas. Go ahead and listen. Listen to what she has to say.
Well, I had some good talks with Speaker Johnson, also with Chairman Green and members on the Homeland Committee, and I have been guaranteed that we'll move forward with impeaching Mayorkas. The good thing is that my articles of impeachment are in the Homeland Committee, where we can move forward and work through impeachment in our committee.
What does it mean that you've been guaranteed that there's going to be articles of impeachment on my members on the floor of the House?
We will be moving my articles of impeachment through the Homeland Committee.
I see. So then, did you get any assurances about the floor, taking it to the floor?
Once we vote it out of committee, we will take it to the floor.
But is that going to be after the fifth interim report?
We're still working through that process, but it will be very soon. And I was satisfied with the talks that we had. And I think the American people will be happy with it, too. And there were members that were upset. They wanted to see it go through the process, which is understandable to me. But the American people are really tired of waiting. So we had good talks today. I'm satisfied with the plan, and I'm happy to be involved, seeing it through all the way to the end.
That's what we're hoping for. See that through all the way to the end.
That's right.
That guy the reports now, more Chinese, thousands Chinese, African, Muslim illegals that are just flowing in now. It's just absolutely unbelievable.
Right. And Trump even pointed in that direction, saying to President Xi, Are you establishing a 26,000 man army in our nation?
Right.
He even said that in his rally in Iowa.
Doing. These are all military age males, and they're. I've been looking at these reports, hundreds and hundreds of military age males coming from all these different countries, including China. No females, no children.
Yep.
All coming for asylum. Well, you're just going to abandon your family and you're going to claim asylum for you? There's more to this, and we're being warned about it right now. Christopher Wray gave testimony, of course, after he got his behind just thrashed in Congress. But they are, and he's even saying there's red flags, red bells and whistles going off. We're at the highest threat level for terrorist attacks I think, than we ever have been.
And why are they not doing anything to round them up?
Exactly.
And either prosecute them, put them in prison, or send them back to China. I'd rather just keep them in prison so they don't come back again, because they would. And so the fact that they're only talking about impeaching this criminal Homeland Security lead is just staggering to me. Yeah. He should have already been in jail, because he has willfully worked against the constitutional law that requires our border remain secure.
Right.
And so, but at least they're doing something. And Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't give up. I mean, she's thrown it out there, and they've said, no. They kind of run around the corner and figure out some other distraction. So she brings it up again. So God bless her for keeping on, basically.
Yep, persistence.
And so however they have to do it, get it done.
You have to be tenacious to go after these people, and they're so slippery because nothing ever seems to happen to them.
Well, they're slippery because fellow congressmen are throwing her and her actions under the bus.
Yeah.
As if...
Oh, I know. I mean, this all of Congress needs to be punished. I mean, Wifflebat's on top of all of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just line them all up on the sidewalk so that each American can walk by with their wiffle bats.
A gauntlet.
Yep, and yes, run them through the wiffle bat gauntlet because they have forgotten all about us, and they've been taking instruction from the United Nations, who actually told our representatives, just ignore the voters.
Right.
And why would they say that? Because they know they've got elections under control through the electronic voting machines. In fact, we have the next clip where Marjorie Taylor Greene is kind of alluding to that point alone.
That said that Republican donors are widely convinced that Nikki Haley, who is like the most anti-American person to run for president on the Republican side in my memory, mm-hmm. She's going to beat Trump. And she's the one. And leaving aside just how almost unbelievably supernaturally horrible she is, she's trailing him by like 50 points. So my question to you is, like, are Republican donors, that dumb and out of touch? Or is this some sort of complex PR play? Or what is that?
Is the election rigged? I mean, that's where my mind goes.
Well,
why
yeah.
would rich, powerful people choose to donate to a losing candidate unless there's something that they know that we don't know?
Well, that's a great question. That I had not considered.
Most rich, powerful people are good with their money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they usually invest in things that make them money, or they invest in relationships that they can build on, right? And you would think if you're looking at the primary numbers and President Trump is blowing everyone out of the water, but you're also looking at this and this, the lead candidate, Trump, is being just politically persecuted by every justice system in the country. And maybe there's something that they know that we don't know. And so they're throwing all their money and support behind Nikki Haley, because if she loses, they're going to have to go back to Trump. That doesn't make sense to me.
This is a pretty good Rorschach test, I think, for Congress. Like, secretly, how many of your Republican colleagues like Nikki Haley, do you think?
Oh, they probably love her. Well, Ralph Norman, he endorsed her.
Nikki Haley.
Yeah, from South Carolina. He's on the board of the Freedom Caucus. Yep.
So he's calls himself conservative, but he's for Nikki Haley.
He's all for Nikki Haley. Publicly.
Who thinks our borders are irrelevant and should mm-hmm. remain open, but the borders of foreign countries deserve our children to die.
America First conservative Ralph Norman is all in for Nikki Haley.
So
he loves war.
You think it's fair to say that Nikki Haley's views represent a lot of Republicans in Congress?
Members of Congress, probably. Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. Yeah.
But what about Republican primary voters?
Absolutely not. She does not represent Republican primary voters. Not at all.
Those are some really good observations. And, you know, the question, are the elections rigged? Well, duh. Of course they are.
Right.
And we still have yet to have one single Congress member enter a bill to ban electronic voting machines.
That's right.
So right now they're just blowing hot air until that's addressed.
And see, so that's very peculiar to me, that like she's saying, you know, that's their whole conversation. Why are Republican donors getting behind somebody who's trailing him by over 50 points? unless they know something about this rigged election system that, you know, that nobody else is aware of.
I think that they are, I think she and DeSantis are banking on Trump getting indicted and convicted and not being able to run. And they want to be in that position, but
or still. Something worse happening, because check this out. This is a kind of an interesting article here. This is put out by the Conservative Treehouse, and it's the title of this article is called "Subtle Like a Brick Through a Window: CIA Outlet More or Less Approves Donald Trump Assassination."
And it says, I believe that's where this is going.
Well, exactly, because why else would they be doing that? Well, first of all, they know that they've got control of the electronic voting machines with a simple push of a button. So, and we already know they are not going to push the button for Trump, ever, not in a million years.
Right.
So, of course, they're already looking at Nikki Haley, because they're not going to push the button for Trump, and nobody's going to vote for Haley. So they're going to, of course, take it upon themselves like they always do in rigged, stolen elections.
Well, and because we know what a threat that he is to this system. And recently, with all of these new news flashes about Iran targeting Trump and Pompeo and everybody involved with the assassination of Soleimani, and Iran's going to get their revenge, and now they have put out a hit on Trump. And so I wouldn't be surprised if the deep state set things up so that Trump would be taken out by an Iranian, so their hands are clean, right? We warned, our intelligence warned of this threat. We saw this coming. It wasn't us. It was the Iranians, those pesky Iranians, which, you know, would further deepen our involvement in the Middle East and war and build up and everything else, which is where they want to take it all anyway. But I don't know. Pray for the Republic. Pray for President Trump. And boy, stay close to the Lord. But, well, we're out of time. So join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. We got that Hillary clip we're going to play
That's
for you.
That's right. And we'll cover a little bit more about this article we were just talking about tomorrow as well, because there's quite some interesting details to that.
There's your teaser. All right. Join us 7 a.m. Pacific right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bout Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.